This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today we are focusing in on Riverbend Live on Friday night. LaRonda Steele and the Steele Family Band. And LaRonda is on with us now. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kyle. Appreciate it.
So I guess, first of all, you are to be Friday night at Riverbend Live in Winston, 7 o'clock for that show. I'm curious how you got interested in music to begin with.
Oh, I come from a family of singers and musicians, so I had no choice.
So it was pretty much just part of what you guys did.
Right, it was. My mom sang all of her life with her sisters, and also did some solo work, and so just kind of followed in her footsteps and took it even further than what she did.
So why blues and gospel?
Oh man, it is authentically me. that's kind of like the song of my soul. I mean, I grew up in gospel music, and that's something that I've sung all my life. And when I moved here to Portland, Oregon, about 25 years ago, I met up with some musicians and got introduced to Norman Sylvester, and he has a blues and R&B band, and suggested I learn a couple of songs. History was made. From Coco Taylor to Aretha Franklin.
So a lot of music there, and is a really big focus. What are some of the influences that impact your music?
Influences that impact my music. Well, our original music is mostly about human connection. You know, my husband and I have a CD that we collaborated on. It's several years old, but it's called Artistic Differences. And a couple of the songs in there are about how we relate in a partnership with one another, you know, in marriage and with kids, and just kind of talking about the ins and outs of that. And one of the other songs is about, you know, watching kids grow up and aging and that whole process. I have another album of original music called Yes, Please. And that album was recorded when I was undergoing breast cancer treatment about 10 years ago. I'm in that battle again, so who knows what kind of good music is going to come from it. So my original music is influenced kind of by what's going on, you know, politically in the world as well as in my personal life and spiritual life. And some of the other music that I do that are covers, I just choose them because I like the message. We do a song by Bill Withers called Lovely Day. I just love it because singing the song makes me happy. And I think if it makes me happy, it'll make the audience happy. So, but so far as artists who have impressed me are, of course, Aretha Franklin, Olita Adams, who else? I love Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder, a wonderful artist named Gregory Porter, and there's Ruthie Foster and Shirley Caesar, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So
I've noticed that the Northwest seems to have a lot of blues artists, maybe more than a lot of other regions. Any idea why that is?
I think because it rains here all the time. No. People are sad because of the rain. But, you know, I really don't know. What I think I know when it pertains to myself and a couple of the other blues artists that I know, you've got a contingency of artists who come from the South. And so coming from the South, you know, blues and gospel were mainstays of music that was done live. So I think you get a lot of artists like that, and then that starts to influence the other musicians around. And I just think that blues is such an approachable music. You know, it's raw, it's so human. So I that's the best answer that I have. I certainly can't say that it applies to everyone or that it is the truth, but that's just kind of what I think about that.
Now, you have your band, and you also, though, direct a choir, direct music at a church. Talk about those.
Well, the choir that I direct is called the Portland Interfaith Gospel Choir. And it is a sister choir of a choir in Oakland, and there's a choir in Canada. There's an interfaith gospel choir in, I believe, in Japan. I mean, there are interfaith choirs all over the world. What that is the interfaith part is the membership. You don't have to be a certain religion, a certain age, a certain philosophy or whatever. You are just you. And what we teach is Black gospel music. We teach the history. We teach various genres in Black gospel music, like starting with Negro spirituals all the way up to contemporary music, Donnie McClurk and Israel Houghton. So we give, I mean, this is what we personally do with Portland Interfaith, is that I provide the history. I provide a variety of styles of gospel. And we honor the art form that is uniquely Black gospel music. Yeah. So you don't have to be a certain color or education level or age. You just come as you are, with a respect for, of course, the music, because it is sacred music. You come with a respect and a desire to learn it, to feel that energy of gospel music, to know what the meanings are behind songs and kind of what was going on in the African-American community when these songs were written. So it's a beautiful cultural exchange that we have. And I've seen people's hearts and souls just open, and they allow themselves to express. Because a lot of times people are just kind of closed off, and gospel music, some of the styles, give you this freedom of expression. And it's a beautiful thing to watch a person be able to tap into that. And the musical director position is with Portland Center for Spiritual Living, where the senior minister is Reverend Larry King. Yes, so I've been there for a while, too. I think I've been with the choir for almost 10 years as well.
Wow. So you mentioned some of your influences. What about artists that you've gotten to perform with over the years that were maybe special highlights?
Oh, man, special highlights. Well, there's, of course, my wonderful local family of musicians, Norman Sylvester. I work with Linda Hornbuckle. She's moved on. She's an angel now. Janice Marie Scroggins. Some more international names would be Curtis Salgado. I just sang background vocals for him at the Waterfront Blues Festival just on the 3rd of July here. I have done some work with some recording with Gino Vannelli, Lloyd Jones, who is a international blues artist. Who else? I mean, Mary Flower, I've done some recording with. It's just been a wonderful career of meeting people that I have idealized for some time and actually getting to work with them and know them.
So talk about the concert Friday night. Kind of give people listening a feel for the show.
Okay. The concert Friday includes my two daughters, Lo Steele and Sarah Steele. That's the family band. And we have a wonderful guitarist, Doug Rao, bass player, Sam Arnold, and drummer is Edwin Coleman III. And what we do is we have a combination of original music, some soul music, some blues, some great blues, and some gospel. So a little bit of everything. Feel good music, just feel good music, family oriented music. So just to be able to perform with my husband and my children and blend our voices and our talents is such a blessing. It's an amazing thing, you know, to be able to do. So it's just going to be fun and family oriented. You can dance. There's going to be some dance, and I hope I hope people want to get up and move around, especially the kids. We love it when the babies dance with us. So that's all what right. You can look forward to.
LaRonda Steele and the Steele Family Band, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Riverbend Live in Winston. Take exit 119 out to Winston and follow the signs out there. And LaRonda, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Me to you. I hope I get to actually see you. I will, won't I?
You will. Absolutely. You'll all be around. So thanks for being on with us here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.